You know, the only other thing I want to talk about, if we have time here, is our activity committee, review committee, came together, and that was super exciting. We spent almost an hour and 45 minutes, kind of established the guidelines. We as a district have a big target on our back as the one district that's well over the funding model. So we kind of set the parameters, we set the guidelines, some really people that are willing to do what's right. They understand that we need to take a look at this. So I'm excited to see as that moves forward, what this committee comes up with recommendations to look for efficiencies.
So this committee is made up of who?
So we got stakeholders, we got coaches, we got ADs, we got district administration, we've got a couple board members on it. So we're really taking a look and comparing what we do comparing to districts other sizes. I think I've referenced with you before, keeping up with the Joneses. That's sometimes what we compare ourselves to. You know, depending on what classification, well, this school gets this, how come we don't do this? Well, they're right, this school gets this, but where do they find the funds? Okay, so they don't have something that we do have, or how are they distributing it? Where are those efficiencies at? So kind of comes back to professional learning communities. You bring a group of people together, you look for efficiencies, and then you decide what's best for kids. And so that is just, again, a part of what a effective district should be doing, and not making knee-jerk reactions. And I don't think this committee is looking to make knee-jerk reactions, or more importantly, point the finger. As a superintendent, I'm not going to point the finger and say, oh, bad this. We need to take a look and say, oh, guess what? We identified something different. One of the things that's come out, and I'll be as honest as I can here, is districts our size haven't been feeding meals to kids except for regional and state events. The one district that we compared to, they did this almost 4 years ago. There was a savings of $75,000. So when we're looking at efficiencies and we need to cut about $300,000 from our budget to kind of be normal with where other districts are, those are big chunks. We also have to say our new business manager, Connie, who is super awesome, feels that we really haven't been coding correctly for these state reports that are pulling this out. So there are some things we can clean up there. How do we fund this? Activity funding is also K-12, so it's not just athletics. It is could be everything from FFA, it could be speech and debate, it's going to be kindergarten field trip, it could be a fifth grade field trip. So all of those things are included in that. So when we say we have to take a look, we're not just looking at athletics, we're looking at all things that fall under activity funding, and that includes field trips.
And I want to circle back to one thing you said. You have not made any decisions with this committee yet. You mentioned lunches and dinners on field trips, or yeah. I mean not field trips, on activities. We don't know yet.
No, we don't know, and thank you for clarifying. That's not the direction, but if we talk about, if I'm going to be as honest as I can, those are things that are popping up, okay? However, as district level and as a board of trustees, we make decisions of what that looks like and what do we truly want to fund. So those are just things that kind of popped out real quick, saying, oh, well, here's a difference in how they approach things. It can be travel. You know, there's a lot of questions or concerns in the community. Well, why are we traveling all the way here? So it's just knowing the history. There's also that scheduling at the high school level, it sometimes is done 2 to 3 years in advance, okay? Not just here. And when you look at that and a team drops out, or for example, like South Dakota has changed their rules where you can't travel out of state for certain size schools. So you might have teams that are right across the border that are, you know, within an hour, and now you might have to travel 4 hours because things change. So those things, what do we control? What don't we control? Here's the other philosophy that our expectation I set forth with the committee. It's not based on opinion. It's based on facts. So we have to make recommendations. I want this committee to make recommendations based on the facts, not their personal opinions. And understand the complexity of this. So a lot of things, you can just make a phone call and set up a game. You can't, okay? Schools are now charging for use of facilities. I mean, there's a lot of great conversation. Well, let's just meet halfway. All right, well, communities, that means parents now have to travel halfway all the time, because typically they come 1 year, you go 1 year. So you're trying to split it in half. So, but if we're going to find a neutral spot, that means that facility, finding a facility that's not being used. But more importantly, they're in the same boat we are. They don't have workers. And they can't fund like we used to say, oh, yeah, we're just part of a team. Well, it's costing them money. So now there's potentially a charge for that. Finding referees in that area. So referees are a shortage. Like right now, traveling in Colorado, they don't have enough referees. So games are being scheduled all over the place, from Saturdays, Fridays, to just canceling games because they don't have enough. Well, that's Wyoming's getting to that point, too, that our schedule is really now sometimes dependent on whether we can get a referee or not. So people will say, well, why are we playing at this time on this day? Why can't we have it at 8 o'clock in the morning? Well, because there's only so many people that will referee a game. So there's a lot of complexities that this committee is willing to listen to, and that's what excites me.
Well, there's a lot to talk about in education, and we will be back next week again to discuss more of the topics. And I just want to thank you, Charles, for meeting with us this morning. Charles Oski, Superintendent of Schools at Johnson County District Number 1.
Have a great week, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks.